It's so good to be here with you all. I don't even know how to express it, but just receive that as it's fun to be in a place where God's people be in God's people and loving each other and loving their community, and that's awesome. So today we are doing something different, which obviously you guys already know. So I'm going to talk just for a little bit, and then we're actually going to play a card game, which I think is super fun because I grew up in a drinking, smoking, Catholic, German family. So we played poker all the time. And Free Methodists did not do that. They played Rook. So we're going to play a card game that we're actually going to play memory with a bunch of cards. And the cards are going to be about seed, and they're going to be about Set Free the Anti-Trafficking Movement and International Child Care Ministries. So we'll tell you a little bit more about that. But I'm going to give you some background, first of all. And you can thank Tony for miraculously resurrecting my PowerPoint and making it work. So we're going to talk about this. And when I talk about this, I want you to know that you are part of this. So you are part of holistic blessing in the world. So I get to see a lot of different churches around the world. But the best churches are churches just like Grace. They are where people are loving their neighbors and reaching out with Jesus' love and saying, what does that look like here and now? And Grace is a part of that. Like Joe said, he's been a Free Methodist. I get to see some of the best of Free Methodist churches, and I just feel like there are stars of light, kind of the old George Bush thing. Grace is definitely one. All right, so we're talking about holistic blessing in the world. And let's read this one from Genesis 12 together. It says, I will bless you, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. This is foundational Abrahamic covenant. Some of you have heard me say this before because I say it a lot. This is how God has always been dealing with his people throughout all of history. He blesses us so that we will be a blessing. Amen. All right, Luke 4, Jesus is going around and he's clarifying. He comes back to his hometown and he clarifies what he's all about and what this good news is all about. So unrolling the scroll, he found the place where it was written. And then let's read this because this is Jesus's call, his clarification of his ministry, and therefore Jesus's call and clarification of our ministry as disciples of Jesus. Amen. All right, so let's read this together. The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Just a quick shout out. I wish I were Jesus and I could say, everybody who's blind, including increasingly me, then may you have physical sight. But I also want to say a thanks to Todd and to Sean and to Colleen just for giving me sight for people in a way that's totally different. Sorry. Sorry, I'm not going to cry. And Todd, actually, I have told the story to many, many people. Some of you will remember this. We were sitting in rows, and we were giving out the baby bottles one year. And I said, oh, Carol remembers. I said, oh, raise your hands if you want a baby bottle. So everybody was raising hands, and I'm chucking them from up here, right? And I'm, like, being pretty impressed with myself because I'm actually getting them to people. And then I tossed one to Sean, who was about where Carol's sitting right now. Because Todd had his – I tossed one to Todd because Todd had his arms up in the air. And as soon as it as soon as it got on my hand, I went, oh! And it hit him right in the chest, and he was so gracious. So, yes. I will never forget it either because it was a sign of God's grace to me through his people. Nice. All right. So I'm going to show you a picture of a group, and they are this great example of how Free Methodist World Missions, SEED, Set Free, and ICCM work together. So this is a group of women in the Karen Church, the Karinde Church in Nairobi, Kenya. And the ones who are young, like me, are widows. The ones who are really young, like Doreen, are a group of Thrive ladies. So this group of widows we've been working with for about 8 years, because this woman, too, from the left, is the woman who ran the Bible school that I taught at 9 years ago in Kenya. And I was talking with her after we had started working with SEED, and I said, "Hey, how's it going with the ministry, with the widows? How is that?" And she said, "Rose, I'm looking for something that they can do as a beginning practice to sew." And I said, "Oh, Nettie, I'm looking for little jewelry bags we can give away with SEED. Look at that. It's microenterprise that makes sense. It's a small business ministry that makes sense." So they've been doing that with us for years. We've worked with other projects, other, like, you know, skirts and headbands and other things that they can make to help provide their family's income. And especially because they're widows in Kenya, they don't have a lot of options. So that is it's a game changer for them. So we were over there, and we're making these cool scarves that you see around people's necks. They're travel scarves. They have a secret pocket. We're doing all this. And we just got to a point where we're like, ugh. Then all of a sudden, Priscilla, who's the second from the left, comes out, and she has one made, and it works, and it's amazing, and it's beautiful. And I start crying. Not that I do that too often. And Rachel, who's with me, snaps a picture, and she posts it. So Kevin Austin, the director of Set Free up in Seattle, sees it on Facebook, and he says, "Hey, we're in Kenya also. Can we work together?" And we're like, "Sure, we have a heart to work together. I don't know how it's going to work. I don't know." So he said, "That would be great," because he didn't know either. So one of the things SEED does is we look at national leaders, we look at people in the church, and we say, "What do you think? What are your ideas? What are your gifts? What are your skills?" So we talked to Nettie, and we said, "Well, we'd love to work together, but we have no clue." She said, "Okay, I got it." So she had us all come together for lunch. And what happened during that meeting is that these young girls, who didn't talk necessarily to the older young ladies, they connected really deeply for one of the first times. And so the widows shared their stories, including the exact day that their husbands had died and their life had gotten flipped upside down. And then the young ladies of Thrive shared some of their stories, why they were very passionate about fighting trafficking, why they were passionate about ending gender-based violence, and also some of the work they were doing in schools with Days for Girls, and then also with foster kids, because foster kids are hugely vulnerable to being trafficked. And one of these widows, one of these poor widows who is so needy, immediately said, "The widows are ready. We will care for those children." So this is Free Methodist World Missions making this connection, SEED working with the widows, Set Free working the young women, and then ICCM's actually also in there, because some of these ladies were sponsored when they were younger, and because Nettie is the ICCM coordinator in Kenya. Just, it all works together. So, ICCM is International Child Care Ministries. It's a ministry of the Free Methodist Church that sponsors 20,000 kids around the world. Just fantastic. Right. So some of you sponsor kids, some of you support SEED or buy products from SEED, and some of you support Set Free. You guys actually did a Set Free thing last Christmas with the Philippines. Yes. So all of that, you are helping make all these connections and all these ministry of local churches happen around the world. So thank you. All right. I am going to blow through a couple slides, and while I'm doing that, if a couple people want to pass out those decks. So these are decks of cards. the, let's see if you guys, see if we can pass them out and kind of catch some of this at the same time. So there is three groups I'm going to talk to you about. I'm not going to talk to you about Free Methodist World Missions. We're going to skip that. Free Methodist World Missions is basically missions, probably whatever idea you have is pretty close. They're helping plant churches, and they're also partnering with local churches. One, I will say this really cool thing about missions is that we'll send missionaries. They will start a church in a certain area. They will raise up leadership. The church will get to a certain point where it can lead itself, and it becomes its own general conference. And that general conference is equal with the U.S. General Conference. They do not report to us anymore. It is not that kind of relationship. It is an equal relationship. So the Free Methodist churches around the world come together, and actually the leader of the World Conference has not been an American for a long time now, and that is a beautiful, wonderful thing. All right, so SEED, most of you guys know about SEED. Our new tagline is Seed Justice and Grow Hope. We partner with Free Methodist churches that are doing some kind of small business. So you'll see all the things out there. Half the groups we work with do products. The other half raise animals, or they do sowing in their own community, or they plant gardens. Costa Rica does gardening. Togo does gardening. And there's a village. They took me up. It's like totally out in the bush. Like the grass is this high, and that's what we're driving through along these ruts out in the middle of the bush. And they even laughed and said, "We're taking you out in the bush." And I went, "All right, I'm in." So we would go out to this village out in the middle of nowhere, and they, an NGO, a non-governmental organization, has come in. They have helped them to start a community garden, and they gave them a water pump because there's a river nearby, but unless you can pump water from the river, you can't farm during the dry season. So this NGO helped them come together, do a garden, farm during the dry season to support their families, so their families had good food year-round, and they had enough extra to be able to sell, so they could just improve the whole bit. But people saw them gardening together and went, "Oh, you're working together in unity. I don't want to go check out your church." Just beautiful, beautiful. So we get to support all kinds of wonderful businesses like that. And as you support that kind of thing. So what we did for them is we actually just gave them a new water pump after they had a plan to fix it when it broke, because the NGO ran out of money. The water pump had broken, and they took their broken water pump and they left. So we said, "Okay, we can replace your water pump, but we will replace it after you have a plan to fix it because it's going to break, or to replace it because at some point it's going to break too far to be fixed." So they came up with the plan. We got them the money for the water pump. They're back up in business. Cool. Yeah, I love doing stuff like this. SEED has a couple desired outcomes. We want stronger churches. We want outreaches like that through livelihood. We have some guiding principles that everybody's created in the image of God. We're looking for sustainable microenterprises, asset-based empowerment that says everybody has gifts, everybody has skills, economic justice and community development. I don't have time to tell you the story. Just know there's good things going on, India, Middle East, all over the place. So international child care ministries, this is their vision. They say, "We dream of a world where every child is loved, safe, and developing their God-given potential." This is the ministry that sponsors 20,000 kids around the world. "Partnering with the Global Free Methodist Church, we advocate for the spiritual, physical, cognitive, and social development of children and help them go to school," just in case you missed that piece. International child care, they're looking for holistic child development, and they're looking for child sponsorship. Their guiding principles are community, food, education, spiritual transformation, global partnership. Again, it's this holistic engagement with community that happens. Set Free is the anti-trafficking movement that we get to work with. You can, just a side note, you can pray for us this Thursday. Thursday, all the area directors from around the world, from Free Methodist World Missions, and the directors of International Child Care of Set Free and me with SEED are all getting together, and we're going to have a collaborative summit and say, our worlds obviously overlap. How can we do this better? So we're super excited about that. So it is pretty nice. So pray for us Thursday that we, like, hear God say, hello, this is what you should do. So the Set Free movement seeks holistic freedom to create new futures and end modern slavery through community-based action and partnership with others. Again, it's all community-based. I can tell you this, Linda, Kevin, and I, the directors of SEED, ICCM, and Set Free, we don't do the ministry. We get to work with the churches that do. And yes, I'm totally spoiled. Just amazing. So the outcomes for Set Free are creating new futures. So one of the things why we partner with Set Free is because if people have jobs, if they have income, if their families are secure, their risk of being trafficked drops dramatically. And ending modern slavery. Their guiding principles are holistic freedom, a special preference for the poor, collaborative partnership, community-based action, and smart action. All right. We are going to read Luke 4 again, and we're going to end on that. What did Jesus say? Let's read this together. The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.